This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl in Chicago this week on the South Side in the Englewood neighborhood. A new Whole Foods store had its grand opening. Englewood is a mostly black, mostly low-income part of town. Not a whole lot of healthy food options around, which makes it an opportunity for Whole Foods, but also for local food entrepreneurs. From Chicago, WBEZ's Natalie Moore explains.
So in the second half of our facility back here is our commercial kitchen.
Jordan Buckner grew up on the South Side of Chicago and is the creator of T-Squares. They are puffed millet-filled bites with raw almonds or pumpkin seeds, infused with organic tea powder. Buckner is one of 35 small South Side businesses featured in the Englewood store.
For me, it was important that we actually eat a lot healthier than eating the normal chips and candy that we often eat to kind of get through our day.
Whole Foods' original goal was to bring on 25 new Southside vendors. It got 35, from pies to prepared food to hair creams. A barista grinds coffee at Kunsanya Cafe, just blocks away from the new Englewood Whole Foods. The cafe will provide the coffee at the grocer's coffee bar. Cecile Carroll DeMello is a longtime community organizer who's worked on environmental justice and education issues. Whole Foods hired her to do outreach in Englewood. She was skeptical at first about whether the high-end grocer nicknamed Whole Paycheck would be affordable for people here. Englewood has a lot of boarded-up buildings and foreclosed homes. Rates of preventable diseases and violence are high. The grocer won Carol DeMello over.
One retailer can't solve unemployment for a community, but an aggressive small business strategy, I think, could be it could be very beneficial for Englewood.
What's really special here is you realizing the impact is actually getting these people in business or helping them grow their business. That's meaningful.
Walter Robb is the co-CEO of Whole Foods.
Because it's not just Englewood store. If their product does well, it can go into the other Chicagoland stores, and who knows from there.
Whole Foods was able to reach small business owners with the help of the Greater Englewood Community Development Corporation. It hosted several workshops for small business owners to connect with Whole Foods and learn things like how to make labels and meet quality standards. Glenn Fulton is president of the Englewood CDC, a nonprofit that tries to draw in new businesses.
It's going to have an effect on this community because now we're going to have these small businesses that normally don't have any place to go start looking at having places here in Englewood that they can actually do their brick and mortar.
27-year-old Jordan Buckner benefited from that help. He created T-Squares just 8 months ago when he heard Whole Foods wanted local suppliers at the Englewood location. He also sees the economic value in a beleaguered neighborhood. In 2 years, he wants the snack to be a six-figure business, and he has big dreams.
By that time as well, having about 5 full-time employees who are making the product here and distributing it. And then as we begin to grow into, in 2 years nationwide, being able to hire, 15, 20, 30 employees to come here that help in the production and sales and have our home base here in Englewood.
Because this is a neighborhood with 21% unemployment. From Chicago, I'm Natalie Moore for Marketplace.